pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This meeting is now called to order. In line with the order received by our small extending policy working government and in compliance with the Oakland Public Meetings Act, I wish to advise you that adequate notice of this planned scheduled meeting was sent to member of the press and other local media papers on January 6, 2020. In each instance, the date, time, and location of this meeting will provide due notice. This meeting is open to the public. Roll call. Councilmembers Burzall?
Here.
Kamala?
Here.
Keeler?
Present.
Lexi?
Here.
Brody?
Here.
And Schultz?
Here.
All right, first up, we have the audience. Anyone in the audience wants to speak to the governing body, you have like 3 minutes. You just need to stand, state your name and address, and floor yours. Seeing no hands, we'll move on to the consent agenda.
I'll move the consent agenda.
I make a motion just to remove number 52 for second vote.
Anyone for a second?
Well, if you want to vote, if Jack wants to vote no on it, then.
Which number?
On
52,
the
first one.
Okay, so I'll second that. Okay. Councilmember Burzall?
Yeah. I'm sorry, there's something just the remainder of the consent agenda?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
This is a motion to approve the rest of the consent agenda other than the first resolution, is my understanding. Right. Correct,
okay.
Jack?
Yes.
Do you have a second on that? Councilmember Burzall?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Lexi?
Yes.
Brody?
Yes.
Schultz?
And now I'll make a motion to adopt resolution 52-2020.
Second, please. Anybody second?
Well, I'm sorry.
That's the engineering resolution.
Yeah.
I need a second.
I'll second.
All right. Councilmember Burzall?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Keeler?
No.
Lexi?
Yes.
Brody?
Yes.
And Schwartz?
Yes.
On to individual action under resolutions. Are you doing that as the...
Do you want to do that now, or do you want to do the other one first? We should do...
Oh, 64.
Yeah, we should do 64 before we do 65.
It doesn't make a difference. It's up to you. You have three of them tonight, including the payment of vouchers that you'd like to consider. So one.
Well, I'll do whatever you want. I can't make the motion for 64, so someone else is going to have to.
I'll make the motion for 64.
Second.
Councilmember Burzall.
Which one, 54?
64.
Authorizing
special
tax for.
Yes.
Kevon.
Yes.
Keeler.
Yes.
Lexi.
I have to abstain.
Brody.
Yes.
And Schwartz.
Yes.
And I'll make a motion, Mr. Mayor, to amend the agenda to add resolution number 65-2020, which is the lease of municipal property for the co-location on existing telecommunications tower and ancillary communication support equipment.
It's for the cell tower.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second that.
Well, I made the motion. But.
So Jack seconded. Okay. Councilmembers Burzall?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Lexstein?
Yes.
Rudy?
Yes.
And Schwartz?
Yes.
Alright.
And just, should we tell everyone what it is?
Yes,
so,
sure.
I mean, essentially this was the bid for AT&T to add AT&T to the cell tower. And as it looks right now, hopefully if things continue the way they're continuing, we're only going to have one cell tower rather than two. Because it's going to co-locate on the existing cell tower, so that's a good thing. And we can finally get rid of the second one that's been sitting there. That was our temporary tower. So that's what we just did.
Thanks. On to vouchers. $330,000. Would anyone like to make a motion to approve the voucher list?
I have a question on there. What's the 84,000 account?
That's the dispatch services.
Oh, that's, yeah, there are 911 services through county dispatch. Yes.
The year.
The year.
Okay, so do we have a second on that?
I'll second.
Herzog?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Lexi?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
And Schwartz. Now we are on to Mayor and Council Meeting comments, so can anybody, like to make any comments relative to their, the community's here?
I'll just say that we were just, the council just attended a bridge meeting over in Rumson. It's looking like the bridge is going to be put in. This is the Rumson Seabright Bridge. It's looking like it may go in 2021, is what they're looking to do. They're hoping to have everything ready by the end of 2020 with the bids, and then 2021 starting construction. So that's what we just did, and it was a good presentation. The aesthetics look great. The bridge is going to be nice.
Chair of the library, last week we got a mural approved, so there's going to be a nice mural being painted in the children's room on the library.
Downstairs. Downstairs. Any other comments?
Comments?
At the Army Corps meeting today on the beach, they're going to end this cycle of sand replenishment at the end of this month. They're having trouble finding good quality sand, and they're having the machine was damaged because of the junk they had in the bottom. So if it's open, they may come back in April and continue with the project, or they may carry it until next October and come back then. That hasn't been resolved, that's open. So.
Thanks, Jeff.
No, just on education, we just continue to work better our situation with Shore Regional, and we're making progress. I'll leave it at that for now, but we are definitely moving along better than we ever had.
So thanks. And aside from that, the municipal complex is inching along. We're almost there. They resolved the issues with the elevator and final inspections and moving it about to the furniture and supplies. Hopefully we'll be in there sometime in the very near future.
All right, so, and Mr. Mayor, if we can, if there's nothing else, I would like to go into executive session. I promise it won't take more than 10 minutes.
Chair, okay, make a motion.
I will make a motion to go into executive session without any further business afterwards.
Second. Okay, roll call. Councilman Burkle?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Miller?
Yes.
Lexi?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
And Schwartz?
Yes.
And as Councilman Lexi said, once we come out of the executive session, we'll begin more formal actions.